Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The future of sports radio starts now.
Who the f*** is this asshole?
Notch.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
I love baseball, and it's funny. A lot of people call me a hypocrite because I don't love Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. I don't love any All-Star Game. I don't even really like any All-Star Game. I'm going to throw out a preemptive strike now, give you my contact information. If you think I'm being a hypocrite about MLB's All-Star Game, tweet at Notch17 or email me, WBN@Notchville.com. Baseball's All-Star Game used to be the best, but then some things happened, like interleague play happened, free agency happened, and broadcasting the games on TV happened, and the internet happened, and satellite TV, MLB extra innings happened, and an organized spring training format happened. Back before all of that happened, back in 1933, when the All-Star Game was first created, it was awesome. Now they feel the need to have to make it mean something. It's one of Bud Selig's bright ideas. I still remember, I think it was 2001, where the All-Star Game was a tie because they ran out of pitchers. Oh, it was a mess. And then they decided, we're going to give home field advantage to the league that wins the All-Star Game. Unlike every other sport, which determined home field advantage based on regular season one-loss records, I suppose it's an upgrade over what MLB used to have for their home field, which was they just alternated home field year to year. Shouldn't complain too much, though. 1987, the Minnesota Twins, an 87-win team, not only had home field advantage for the American League Championship Series against the superior Detroit Tiger team, but they also had home field advantage in the World Series over a vastly superior St. Louis Cardinals team. But they won the World Series, so I'm cool with it. Thanks to MLB for looking out for Minnesota sports fans, for once, anyway. It's funny because this time of year, this part of the All-Star Game process is actually the most enjoyable part of the All-Star Game process. The picking of the teams, and then the bitching about who should be there that isn't, and who is there that shouldn't. And of course, the rosters that were just announced, you know there's going to be about a dozen and a half changes to these rosters before the game on the 16th of July. Guys like Troy Tulowitzki, voted in by the fans, he's hurt, might not play. There's going to be guys that don't want to play. There's going to be a lot of injury replacements. Then there's the Sunday rule. A starting pitcher that pitches on the Sunday before the All-Star Game, which is next Sunday, the 14th, like Bartolo Colon, he has the option of not playing in the All-Star Game. It's up to him whether he wants to play or not. So like I said, we're going to see about a dozen or so changes to what's already there. So I'm not one of those people that's going to get too worked up about it. Like CBS Sports has their all-snub team. I will admit, there's a couple of guys here that you think would make it. At least it warrants a little bit of outrage, if nothing else. Courtesy outrage. Josh Donaldson, for example. I can work up some courtesy outrage over Josh Donaldson. I mentioned Bartolo Colon earlier. He's the only current representative from the Oakland Athletics on the American League All-Star team. The A's suck this year. I want to throw that out. They only have the second best record in the American League. Leading the AL West right now. They totally deserve to only have one guy in the All-Star Game. They're talking about if Bartolo Colon decides not to pitch in the All-Star Game because he pitches on Sunday, it'd be something he'd take one for the team, I guess, because that could get Grant Balfour, the A's closer on the list. So that's kind of tragic, I guess, if we're going to use the word tragic, to describe the inadequacies of the All-Star Game rosters. Most of the names, I'm looking at the rosters right now, most of the names really don't bother me too much, I guess. Any real outrage, courtesy outrage or otherwise, probably going to be manufactured outrage at this point. Kind of numb to a crisp looking these rosters. The thing that bothers me the most, I'm going to be honest with you, there's two Minnesota Twins on the American League All-Star roster, Joe Mauer and closer Glenn Perkins. There's five other guys on the American League All-Star roster that used to play for the Twins. J.J. Hardy was voted the leading shortstop in the American League by the fans. The guy the Twins traded to Milwaukee to get J.J. Hardy, Carlos Gomez, he's on the National League All-Star roster. And the worst part is these aren't players that the Twins traded away and then got a lot back for them. David Ortiz, they cut David Ortiz. When they were done platooning him against right-handed pitching only, they cut him. Carlos Gomez, they traded him away for J.J. Hardy. Then they cut J.J. Hardy. Joe Nathan, let him go as a free agent. Torrey Hunter, let him go as a free agent. Jesse Crane, I don't know what the hell he's doing in the All-Star roster anyway. They let him go. Who's the other one? There's some other guy for the National League ripping your heart out because he made it. Michael Kadire, they let him go, too. They took the money that they could have signed Michael Kadire with, and they signed Josh Willingham. Kadire hasn't done anything this year in Denver. Only 27-game hitting streak. Josh Willingham hitting a little bit above the Mendoza line. That's worked out well. But other than my petty homerism, I don't really have a beef with the current rosters. But like I said, there's going to be changes to these rosters. First change, obviously, is the final vote, where the 25th player, the managers in the game, Jim Leland, Bruce Bochy, they're picking five guys each. We get to vote on them. Jim Leland has decided, in his infinite wisdom, not to put Evan Longoria on there, not to put Josh Donaldson on there. He's got five relief pitchers on there. One of them's a closer. Koji Uehara for the Red Sox just named their closer. He's on there. I think Joaquin Benoit. He's part of the bullpen by committee in Detroit. He's on the list. David Robertson, setup guy for the Yankees, is on there. At least I've heard of him. Ringing endorsement for someone that should be considered for the All-Star game. Steve Delabar, the Blue Jays, is on there. I haven't heard of him, but he has good stats. But whatever. And then the guy I'm going to vote for, Tanner Scheppers of the Texas Rangers. Now, before you start Googling these guys, before you start calling me a hypocrite because I'm going to openly endorse some nobody to make the All-Star team, I'm voting for Tanner Scheppers because he's so anonymous sounding. He sounds like a ginger ale. I want home field advantage in the World Series to be decided on a pitch by Tanner Scheppers. I think the most complimentary adjective I could use to describe Tanner Scheppers is nondescript. Perfect guy for Bud Selig's All-Star games. That's how fitting this whole thing would be. That home field advantage is determined by some guy that I had to look up because I didn't know who the hell he was. And I'm looking at the stats for the Google twins, meaning Delabar and Scheppers. Because if I've never heard of you, then let me tell you. If I haven't heard of you, then you really don't belong on an All-Star team. Because I've been following sports my whole life. And it's 24-7 with me. I play fantasy baseball, so I know some obscure crap. Like, if you're going to put a middle reliever with ridiculous stats in the All-Star game, Rex Brothers of Colorado has some ridiculous... He's got like a .4 ERA or something. As in 0.4. I picked him up when they used him as a closer. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. His ERA has ballooned to 1.02. Apparently he gave up an earned run somewhere. Probably in Denver, where he pitches his home games. But unfortunately, Rex Brothers plays in the National League. And Bruce Bochy has decided to put actual recognizable players on his final vote list. I know who Ian Desmond is. Quality player. Freddie Freeman, first base for Atlanta. Quality player. Hunter Pence, he's a good player. Adrian Gonzalez, great player. And then the guy everybody's talking about. I think he did it either as a compromise or a cop-out. Maybe he did it as an olive branch, the casual fan. Everybody loves them some Yasiel Puig. Bruce Bochy couldn't ignore it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't really know how I feel about Yasiel Puig in the All-Star game. There's actually compelling arguments pro and con. Baseball's very old-fashioned, and you'd think that a guy would have to prove himself, pay some dues, earn his way into an All-Star spot. Puig's only played 31 games. That's a cup of coffee. Should we really celebrate that cup of coffee? Is this the MLB All-Star Game sponsored by Starbucks? That's what it should be if Yasiel Puig gets in. Modern society focuses on immediate fame. People don't have to pay their dues anymore. In radio, it's really bad. Once upon a time, you had to start in the small towns. I worked at a really small town. Tomahawk, Wisconsin. That was my first radio job. Had to work my way up. That's how it used to be. It's not anymore. You think baseball would be different? You would think. Everyone's heard about the Jonathan Papelbon comments. He was a little tactless in his approach. But Bruce Bochy, he's come out and he said that he doesn't think Puig should be on the All-Star team also. Thinks he'll be an All-Star for many years to come. Just doesn't think this year should be an All-Star year for him. At first I thought, okay, got the Giants manager and he's talking about a Dodger player. So your first instinct is that the rivalry's playing a role in All-Star roster selections, which isn't revolutionary by any means. That's happened many, many times before. but he put two Dodgers on his final vote list of five, so I don't think you could use the rivalry as a factor in that at all. Usually, when you're going to use the rivalry to mess with other teams in your division or something, you mess with the pitchers. You don't mess with the position players. Unless you're going to play a position player all nine innings or something. I don't think you'd nominate. If I were the Giants manager, I don't think I'd nominate two Dodger players. Let's just say. We talk about casual fans. We talk about fringe players who are all-stars like Ryan Domet, drove in the winning run a couple of years ago to give St. Louis home field in the World Series. Yasiel Puig. Everyone knows who Yasiel Puig is. Casual fans, the L.A. crowd. We're not sure if it's 15 minutes of fame thing yet. You got to remember, the All-Star game is based around trying to appeal to the casual fans. Hardcore fans will watch no matter what. Hardcore fans don't see any specialness in these matchups. Matt Harvey's going to start the All-Star game for the National League. He's probably already faced every one of the American League starting hitters in either spring training or a regular season game, interleague game, already. So it's not going to be like Carl Hubbell getting to pitch against Babe Ruth and Gehrig and Bill Dickey back in the 30s. It's funny, I heard on SportsCenter that Puig, if he gets to be in the All-Star game, would be the least tenured major leaguer in an All-Star game since Joe DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio only played in 57 games the first year he made the All-Star team. That's an argument for Puig, because look at Joe DiMaggio, Hall of Famer. And people can recognize what they saw. They need to wait. But for every Joe D, for every Mr. Coffee, you've got Mark Fidrich, 76. I was a little kid, and I thought Fidrich was weird, but he was enjoyable to watch. I was 8. Are we voting for famous players or the best players for the All-Star game? Or a combination? Then there's a guy who was neither famous nor good. Here's some to Google. Jack Armstrong. I'll save you the trouble. Starter for the National League in the 1990 All-Star Game. It was his third year in the league. He was just average. Had a monster first half of the season in 1990. Started the All-Star Game for the National League. Then went in the crapper. Was pitching out of the bullpen in the postseason that year for Cincinnati. That's how far he fell. It's kind of an embarrassment for the All-Star Game when you're paying tribute to these guys and immediately after, they get rewarded for their small sample size excellence. They just fall off the face of the earth. Fidrich because of injury, to be fair. Armstrong was just never good. He had 3 good months. Puig's had 1 good month. You want something silly? Jason Kipnis of Cleveland, who's going to make his first All-Star appearance for the American League. I own him in fantasy baseball, and let me tell you something about Jason Kipnis. Jason Kipnis has played the entire season, but he's only had 1 good month this season, like Yasiel Puig. Kipnis is at 412 over the last month. Kipnis was playing like crap all the way through mid-May. Absolute crap. Johnny Peralta, 1 good month. Now he's on the All-Star team. That 1 good month, it brings the stats up. Now you're saying, hey, he's a 300 hitter, he's an All-Star. What's really the difference between those players? Between the Yasiel Puigs and the Jason Kipnises, I mean. 1 good month, nothing else. Kipnis, Peralta, they just happened to have their 1 good month to make up for a slump in the majors where Puig was in the minors, then he got called up and had his hot streak right out of the gate. I guess it doesn't really matter if Puig plays. I'm so much more interested in the Futures game this year. I'm always more interested in the Home Run Derby than the All-Star game itself. For the exact same reason people love the slam dunk contests in basketball. Just the raw power. It's fundamentally awful because they're uppercutting everything, and they totally lose their swing when they get back to regular baseball. But for that one night, the Home Run Derby, it just rocks. Futures game this year, though, I'm excited because the Twins, not that good of a team this year, but two of the biggest prospects in all Major League Baseball, guys going to be on the opening day 2015 roster, Byron Buxton, Miguel Sano. Watch the Futures game for these two guys. Byron Buxton's going to be unbelievable. Miguel Sano could be like a Miguel Cabrera-type player. He already is. He's got the power. He's got the average. He's got the dicey defense. In this immediate gratification society, it's always refreshing to know that Major League Baseball organizations take their sweet time with talented young players. They're babying. Yasiel Puig's going to make the All-Star team. He's going to win the final vote. I just know he's going to win the final vote. He got over 800,000 write-in votes, as is. They can rush Yasiel Puig after 31 games to All-Star status. However, The Twins are going to baby Miguel Sano. They finally just called him up to Double-A. Kid's ready now in some ways. But no, they say it'd be rushing him. Can't be hasty with these things. Trevor Plouffe needs a job. I bet you half these guys on the final vote, they make the All-Star team anyway. Maybe not in the American League because it's all middle relievers and you can only have so many anonymous middle relievers. National League, though, I mean, I can see Ian Desmond making it anyway. If Troy Tulowitzki isn't available, he's only been out for a month or so with broken ribs. He'll make the trip, but I don't think he's going to play. The Rockies are not going to rush him back just to play in the All-Star game. He can go out there and tip his cap and get introduced. Vote for Tanner Shepherds, though, for the American League. I'm Notch of Notch's Sports Spectacular, and I approve of this message. I'm going to be sitting back with an ice-cold ginger ale, watching Tanner Shepherds decide the fate of who has home field advantage in the World Series this year. Or maybe I'm not being a hypocrite. Maybe I'm just a waffler, because I've been going back and forth about some of this stuff. Plus, I don't really care. The integrity of the All-Star game has been compromised already. Still don't know what you think about the All-Star rosters. Who do you think's getting screwed over? Shin-Soo Chu? Can you work up some sympathy outrage for Chu? He started out the year like Puig did, but then he cooled off. He's like the opposite of Jason Kipnis. Is he being punished because his hot streak came too early? At Notch17, that's my Twitter, WBN at Notchville.com. Thanks for listening to Sports Spectacular. Love to make you part of the show.